AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Vice President J.D. Vance will host Danish and Greenlandic officials for talks today. Meanwhile, in a social media post, President Trump said anything less than U.S. control of Greenland is unacceptable. Trump is insisting he wants to own the island. AP correspondent Emma Burrows was in Greenland yesterday.
We're here in Greenland, which is at the center of a geopolitical storm. President Donald Trump wants to own Greenland, and the White House hasn't ruled taking the island by force.
If we don't take Greenland, Russia or China will. And I'm not letting that happen. One way or the other, we're going to have Greenland.
There are plenty of international press in the capital, Nuuk, asking residents what they think. Everyone we've spoken to has said they don't want to join the United States and that Greenland is not for sale. Greenland is a semi-autonomous region that's part of Denmark, which is a member of NATO. The Danish Prime Minister has warned,
men jeg vil også gøre klart, at hvis USA vælger,
if Trump takes it over, it would basically be the end of the alliance. Greenland's important because as the ice melts, the possibility of shorter trade routes to Asia opens up, and it could be easier to extract and transport untapped deposits of critical minerals, which are needed for things like computers and phones. Trump's also said he wants the island to expand America's security and deter Russia and China, but experts say he can do that without owning it. American, Danish and Greenlandic officials are meeting to discuss the island's future, but it's likely to be a tough discussion.
The president of the Oglala Sioux tribe in South Dakota has called for the immediate release of tribal members who were detained at a homeless encampment by Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in Minnesota last week. The Trump administration says multiple Americans who were detained in Venezuela have been released. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 34 points as the defending NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder beat the San Antonio Spurs 119-98 for their first win in four meetings this season.
I knew that if we played a certain way, we'd be able to beat anybody in the world.
Mavericks big Anthony Davis will be sidelined an estimated 6 weeks, but won't need surgery to repair ligament damage in his left hand. College basketball, unranked Kansas handed number 2 Iowa State its first loss of the season with an upset 84-63 victory. NHL, Nikita Kucherov's shootout winner lifted the Lightning over the Penguins 2-1 for their 11th straight win. NFL, Mike Tomlin stepped down after 19 seasons as coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And MLB, the Arizona Diamondbacks acquired 8-time All-Star third baseman Nolan Arenado from the St. Louis Cardinals. Geffen Coolball, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.